We're speaking with Kevin Dunitz, a 20-year veteran of the telecommunications industry and the global telecommunications expense management lead for MTORIS, an IBM company. The discussion today is using telecom expense management to enhance your sourcing process for telecom. Kevin, how can a TEM solution help you negotiate a better telecom contract?
Well, the answer really has two parts. The first part is the software and the data part, and then there's a second part, which is really the people. And I'll start with the software and data part first. One of the greatest benefits of a TEM solution is that, I mean, it's a software system with a database, and you're going to have all of the information that a person who needs to source a contract or source services with a carrier right there in the database. So what do I mean by that? Well, first, one of the most important pieces for a person going through this process to have is the invoice data. You need to know what you're being billed for. You need to know how much you're spending on different products broken down by different categories, and a TEM solution is going to have all that data so that you can slice and dice it and really understand how you're spending money with a particular provider. You're also going to have the previous contract information. So what did you negotiate in your last MSA and then perhaps in the 17 amendments since? You can have all that kind of pulled together so you have a kind of a picture for what the total contract looks like after all those amendments have changed. You're going to have a really good idea of kind of maybe where you need to go from there to get the best deal. And then finally, you're going to have an inventory, and that inventory is really, there's two pieces. There's what you buy from the carrier that you're negotiating with, which is very important for volume discounts and again, knowing how many services of different types you need to buy or are currently buying. But then there's a second component, which is kind of interesting. It's the inventory from the other carriers, the inventory that you're and the money that you're spending with the other vendors, which ultimately could be used as a carrot or something in the negotiations to get a better deal. So you want to have that competitive information right at your fingertips. The system will also have information, depending on how long you've been in the system, with regard to the performance of the carrier in the past. So the TEM software is all about process and following certain milestones and certain timelines. So you're going to capture how long orders took, how many billing errors have happened in the past, and then you can have that information at your disposal as, again, a basis for helping to negotiate a contract. So it's all those pieces are critical to the process, and now for the first time with a state-of-the-art TEM solution, they're tremendously easy to access and report against and analyze so the sourcing team can get the best deal for the organization. So that's the data and the software piece. On the other part is the people. So, I mean, if you had all that data and you know, you could go out there and do a pretty good job, but a TEM provider is, you know, that's all they do is help customers save money on telecom. So your TEM provider has specialists in telecom and contract sourcing that can help you potentially negotiate a better deal than if you were to do it yourself. They know the best rates because they see them every day on the invoices. They see it across different customers, similar customers of size. So there's a benchmarking element where, you know, the TEM provider is just going to know best what the best rates in the industry are. And they're also, because they look at a lot of the contracts, they have to load those contracts into the TEM system to manage them. They're also very familiar with the clauses and terms and conditions that are added to these telecom contracts based off of, you know, the best ideas that are out there in the business. So the combination of those two pieces, the software and then in the data and then the people, is what's going to allow a TEM solution provider to help you negotiate a contract better than perhaps if you had done it yourself.
What type of results can a company expect from outsourcing this function to their TEM service provider versus doing it themselves?
So we've looked at a lot of our customers in contracts, you know, when they became a customer of ours. And from what we've seen and what we've been able to do for them going forward, I guess I would characterize our success rate as perhaps the ability to get, say, another 50% or even doubling the benefit, you know, if we were to actually negotiate the contract for them. So what do I mean by that? I mean, like, I'm just using round numbers just for easy math. But if a customer was to say able to negotiate a contract for, say, you know, a 10% discount over what they negotiated previously, if the solution, if the temp provider solution was utilized, and again, you got to understand, we have all that data there, so, you know, and the people. So the combination of having all that extra data and the people, you're going to see upwards, you know, to more of like a 15% return. So another, you know, 5% on top of that 10. And in some cases, you know, depending on how good the customer's negotiated in the past, maybe even doubling that to a 20% return. Again, I'm using these numbers, 10%, just for round numbers. It's basically the 50% or up to maybe doubling what the customer was able to achieve on their own.
What are some of the other significant aspects of telecom sourcing beyond negotiating contracts?
So we really like to think of the contract from a life cycle perspective. So it's kind of an iterative thing that happens over and over, you know, with a customer, between the customer and their carrier. So in addition to just doing that sourcing piece, there's a bunch of other parts of the process which we can help out with. So at the beginning of the process, when we're just trying to figure out what we want to do and evaluate who's going to be in the mix, shall we say, for a new RFP, we as part of mTORIS have the tools that we can actually run the evaluation process on behalf of our customers. So whether it be an RFP or RFI or RFQ, we have the capability and the solution to be able to automate that process through kind of a web-based interface to distribute an RFP out to different providers and get them to answer all the different questions and price tables associated with a telecom contract. So that's the first piece. The second piece is we have some technology on the what we call reverse auction capability, where we're able to put up some portion of your network, usually just a couple circuits here or there that maybe you want to price out with a couple of different providers, and they can kind of bid on the price of the service, so we can quickly kind of find out who's going to give us the best rate. So those are some capabilities in the front end of the process. You then would move into the negotiation, the situation where you're going to pick your vendor and negotiate a contract. After that, then we kind of enter in with the notion of managing the contract. So once we negotiate the contract, I kind of glossed over that, but you're going to load all that contractual data into the contract database. So we want to have all the rates, we want to have all the start and end dates, terms and conditions, termination liabilities. Mark if your minimum revenue commitment if you have one, bonus credit dates if you've negotiated bonus credit. So we're going to load all that data. So the solution has a place to store all that contract data, including a scanned image for convenience of the contract, so that anybody who's looking at an invoice can easily access the actual physical paper document and all the amendments, by the way, at a click of a mouse. But then beyond that, we also need to validate that the provider is doing what they said they were going to do. So this is where your traditional TAM function of analyzing bills comes in. We're going to make sure that the contractual rates are implemented correctly. We're going to make sure that the bonus credits, if they said they're going to pay in the 13th month, we're going to look for that €200,000 or $200,000 credit that should appear in that month. We're going to also look at the SLAs. To a certain extent, they said they were going to order services within a certain time frame, or they perhaps said the service is going to have an uptime of a certain percentile, 99.99%. So we're going to be able to measure all that stuff, And what's going to happen, we call it the vendor scorecard. What's going to happen is over time we're going to have the information that we can sit down with the carriers and tell them how they're doing, which is a fabulous tool to improve the relationship. So you're going to have all that information at your fingertips, and of course you're going to have that information at the fingertips when you have to go and the life cycle repeats itself, perhaps 3 years later, and you need to renegotiate the contract, and then we start that whole process all over again with a new potential RFP.
We've been speaking with Kevin Dunitz, Global Telecommunications Expense Management Lead for mTORIS, an IBM company.